response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Talk sports with Evan and Tiki. Middays 10 to 2. WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1 New York. An Odyssey sports station.
Tommy Lou Gower.
Loogie.
Start Dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Dude's dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lou Gower is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lou Gower on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lou Gower, Loogie. Phone number to call is always 888-808-1019. Here's the bad news, Yankee fans. You lost three in a row. But here's the good news. You haven't lost three in a row in a month. The Rays are in a free-for-all. The Yankees are clearly head and shoulders the best team in the American League. And so far, through the first 3 months, there hasn't been any team that has stood up to the Yankees in the American League as a serious contender to present a roadblock for the Yankees in their quest to get to the World Series. I brought up the parallel between the Knicks and Yankees, and we'll get into a lot with the Knicks tonight about the draft, about free agency, about extending Carl Anthony Towns, the Giannis saga that still is hanging over the head of the NBA here. Hopefully that comes to an end before tomorrow night, which, believe it or not, is night one of the NBA draft. And listen, when you win the title, when you have a parade on Thursday, it feels like the offseason is here before you know it, and that's because it is. But there have been so many teams that have been waiting for night one of the draft for weeks, some for months, and some teams since, I don't know, opening night. But we'll get into all things basketball coming up. But as far as the Yankees, it's three losses in a row. You haven't lost three in a row in a month. The Rays, I mean, they lost to the Royals tonight. They have been playing bad baseball, 3-7 in their last 10, that is Tampa. And everything changed so dramatically. Memorial Day weekend, that Sunday walk-off home run by Aaron Judge. The Yankees since have been on the upward trajectory, and the Rays have been on the downward trajectory since that walk-off home run. Even with this three-game losing streak, the Yankees are still headed in the right direction, and the Rays are headed in the wrong direction. And we're still sort of waiting for a team to step up and be that contender for the Yankees. Ultimately, I think it'll be Seattle and Toronto. But neither one of those teams have played inspiring baseball throughout the year. They're both sort of around 500, and neither one of them have taken a leap like they did last year when they both represented the final two teams in the American League for a chance to go to the World Series. Now, if we were to pick apart this game, and it's something that I've talked about before here on After Hours, and you're still not hitting the cutoff, man. Now, that's something I'd like you to work on in the offseason. She's crying, sir. I don't know if Aaron Boone is saying anything to these players. I don't know if Brian Cashman has said anything. I don't know if they need to send me in there or if they have to send Alec Baldwin in there to tell them that coffee's for closers. But the bottom line is, when it comes to the challenge system, you can't, under any circumstances, be out of challenges late in the game. And the Yankees were. By the sixth inning, the Yankees had used up all their challenges. And the culprit, and he's been a main culprit of this throughout the year, or at least since he's been healthy, is Anthony Volpe. And the Yankees lost this game. Now, they may not have won the game if they had a challenge, but they at the very least could have extended the game if they had a challenge, because the game ended on a pitch that was clearly not a strike, and if the Yankees had had a challenge, the game would have extended. I've said this once, I've said it a million times, play, and I know it's the first year doing this, but we're now a couple of months in. You should have the hang of it by now. And if not, the manager, the organization, needs to drill this into the head of their players, and that is, you want to have a challenge in your back pocket late in the game. So early on, don't use a challenge. Your first couple innings, bar, you know, there's 1% of scenarios that I would use a challenge. Let's say your ace is on the mound, he's in big trouble, he looks like he might be on the ropes here early in the game. If the catcher wants to use a challenge to get him out of the inning, because aces settle down usually after that first inning and you get him out of trouble, and perhaps that ace gives you 7-8 strong innings and that'll get you a W. That's an opportunity to use it. Or if it can walk in a run and you're one of the best players on the team and you trust that player in that situation. But that's about it. I really wouldn't want to use a challenge early in the game, first couple innings. As far as the middle innings, it depends. If you only have one challenge left, then I would be very, 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 very selective. And you better be 110% sure you're going to get it right. Which a lot of times, especially with Volpe, that hasn't been the case. Jazz is another repeat offender. It's not the reason the Yankees lost the game tonight. Gerrit Cole not having it certainly is part of it. Framber Valdez being, you know, pretty much lights out certainly helps the Tigers. But in terms of these challenges, you've seen it over and over and over again. Using them up early and not having one late in the game is often something that comes back and bites you in the behind. And it's just something that, now this is just not just the Yankees, this is across the board. This goes for every team you can think of in baseball. You got to be smarter about this. The challenge system, the ABS, is there for you to be an asset, you know, a weapon, something that can help you win. And the last thing you want is to use it up, like your parents give you $20 for the ice cream man, and you really could just spend $10 and save the $10 for the ice cream man the next day. But instead, you see a pretty girl, you decide to buy her ice cream. Next thing you know, you spend $30 and you got to run inside and ask mom and dad for $10 more. And they're like, well, I gave you $20. Well, you know, Susie down the block, I bought her. What was those ice cream cones with the mitten with the baseball that was a gum? Didn't they have a name? Forgot what the name was. Or a firecracker ice cream cone? Rosenberg's out this lunch here. He must have money on the World Cup here because I'm bringing up ice cream and he's not answering me. But they got the firecracker. He must have had Sweden. The ice cream man would come around and he'd have the baseball mitt, Rosie, with the baseball in the middle of it. Was there a particular name for that?
It looks like the Brewers logo.
Yeah, no, I know what it looked like, but was there a name for it? Because when you ordered it, there had to be a name. You wouldn't just say, I want the ice cream cone. So if with the baseball mitt, with the gum of the baseball in the middle. So if it has a name, I'd love to know what the name is, because I forgot. And then what's the firecracker one? The red, white, and blue one. That's timely.
It's the firecracker.
Is that really what it's called?
It's the firecracker or the bomb pop.
Yeah, the bomb pop. So either one of those, you know, Susie down the block, she wanted one, so I spent $20. 25 on us, so I need another $5. And that's basically what it's like using your challenges up early. Do we have a name for it?
The Bubble Play Ice Cream
the
Bar.
The Bubble Play Ice Cream Bar. It would get all over your lips. Half of it would melt down your arm. You couldn't wait to eat the gum. Now, if you were greedy, you would eat the gum right out of the gate. You got to take the gum off the ice cream, hold it in your hand, then eat the ice cream, and then at the end, eat the bubble gum. What is it one more time? What was the name of it?
The Bubble Play Ice Pop, because it was cherry ice, not an ice cream. So, important distinction there.
Yeah, did I say ice cream? I meant
you
ice.
You meant the ice cream truck.
Yeah, ice cream truck, but it's a cherry ice, not an actual ice cream. And none of those were actually ice cream. Yeah, you could get ice cream, but the, I guess, artificial flavor, ice things, icicles, whatever you want to call them, which was, all, of course, the firecracker as well.
Icicles.
I think that's what they were called. Artificial flavored. I don't know if they really have a technical term other than the ice cream man came and you'd get more of the sugary ones, the ones that had fun colors and themes, I guess, attached to them. Or you would just be boring, like I would be sometimes, and you would just get vanilla ice cream with rainbow sprinkles. What's that stupid name that people call sprinkles when they don't call them sprinkles?
Jimmy's.
What a chooch. Who the heck calls them that? I've heard people call it that. It's sprinkles. Let's be real.
I'm not going to fight you on that. I actually agree with you 100%.
Yeah, and I understand people now call hot dogs glizzies, which, listen, you could do whatever you want and say whatever you want, but the Jimmy's for the sprinkles is just something that I can't get down with, but I would go vanilla ice cream with the rainbow sprinkles. I don't like these people that double up on the chocolate. They go chocolate ice cream with the chocolate sprinkles. It's just not my game. It's not my bag. But I go vanilla. I still do. I'm like a six-year-old. I go vanilla ice cream with the rainbow sprinkles. Or I go with the, what's the baseball mitt called again with the gun? The bubble play.
Other ones that were wonderful. Yeah. The Flintstones push-up
yes!
pop.
Yes!
Which
yes!
is like very, very
yes,
good.
Yes, it was!
And the screwball, which essentially.
Wouldn't that be the baseball too?
Is the same thing, but just in like a twisty container. Because
really?
It's cherry ice with the bubble gum at the bottom.
Oh, I'm going to have to look that up in the break, because when you say it and when you describe it, I can reminisce and remember it, but I can't visualize it in my brain.
And for reference, You're not thinking of an icicle. It's a popsicle.
Popsicle, that was the word. We got there eventually. I get a little bot sometimes in the brain. Popsicle, but the Flintstone one. Oh, man, that was a phenomenal one. Yeah, that's memory lane right there. Do they still have these things? I mean, I know they still have the ice cream man and they still have Mr. Softy, but I wonder
if
these items
are still
available.
I don't know if they still have the Flintstones push-up, a Choco Taco. Mm. Remember the wrestling ice pops?
Oh, yes! Yes!
The Undertaker.
That's right. The Rockers, the Papa Shango.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the wrestling one. Now that, because it was almost like an ice cream sandwich on the stick. Boy, did you bring my dynamite brownies? What are they called? What's the brownies, Yomi?
The cosmic brownies.
Cosmic brownies. Did you bring them yet?
That's tomorrow.
But you didn't bring them tonight, though.
I didn't bring them tonight. I'll bring them tomorrow. But guaranteed, I promise.
This has been probably 2 months that I've been asking for them.
It might have been longer. I promise tomorrow.
Okay. Well, your promises mean nothing here because your promises are hollow. What I need from you is to bring it in. But is there any way to get the wrestling ones? For the ice cream, do they sell those? Can you get them on Amazon? If they that one, I would really love to have.
See,
the brownies, forget the cosmic brownies. It's coming and went. Can we get the ice cream for the wrestler ones?
I think
the
they have new ice cream. Like you don't want the old ones, right?
No, I don't want Roman Reigns or Bailey. I want
no, but you don't want ones that were
Ripley.
Made 30 years ago.
No, not made 30 years ago, but I would like a modern one, but with the older generation of wrestlers.
I don't know if they have that. You have to talk to Vince, or not Vince anymore, but you have to Triple H and Nick Khan.
I don't need
that.
To talk to. Tony Khan. I don't need to call it Nick Khan or Tony Khan or Triple H or any of the wrestling promoters. You can't get me an ice. I need to talk to the ice cream man. Give me Mr. Softy on the line. He's the one that provides it for me. They would sell it back channel. I don't need to go to Greenwich, Connecticut.
Here we go.
Yeah.
If there are any Mr. Softy drivers listening to Tommy's voice in my
voice, give me a call, 888-811-9,
and just have them deliver and come to the station.
We're not doing that. See, that's something we don't do here. We're not going to use these ice cream men like they're ice cream mules, and they're going to just bring us free stuff. That's not what we're going to do.
Breaking Bad?
I just want to have information of whether or not it exists. If it exists, then you, Rosenberg, will be my mule, and you will, because you promised me these other brownies, cosmic brownies, for 2 months. You were unable to deliver on that promise for several weeks. Really, like I said, going on 2 months. Now your new mission is to get these, and we got to get the name for it as well. The wrestling pops with the old, the Rockers were on there.
I think they were just called the wrestling bars, the superstars of wrestling, like the old.
Tito Santana. Ooh, yeah, Macho Man, yeah, ice cream queen.
The model Rick Martel on there.
The model Rick, arrogance is what he sprayed in the eye. And then he had the blindfold match with Jake Roberts. A snake. How many senses does a human have?
He's blindfolding Damien.
No, but how many senses does a... We'll get back to sports. How many senses does a human have? We have 6 senses?
5.
5. But a snake...
Can you name them?
6. And we always do it better in the dark. Can I name them? No. Taste, smell, touch, looking, hearing. Am I there? Did I get there?
Taste,
smell,
touch, sight.
Sight, sound.
Sound.
That's fine.
Yeah, you got there.
So a human has 5, but a snake has 6, and we always do it better in the dark. What a and Bobby Heenan was unbelievable on the commentary there. Oh, just incredible. He's over there, Rick. He's over there. and Gorilla would be all over him. He's like, you can't help him out. He's like, he's got 30. Jake the Snake has got 30,000 humanoids screaming where the model is. I can say where Jake is. Where was I with all this? Oh, yes. Get me the wrestling ice cream popsicles. Thanks, Rosie. Now, as far as the Yankees, I don't think this is a... This is what you get here on After Hours, by the way. When we go off topic, we go off topic. It's okay. We always bring it back. And what's better than baseball and ice cream and wrestling? I'm sorry. These are really all the basic food groups.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing over the last couple of years that has been a bugaboo for the Yankees, and let me be clear before I make a statement here, I think the Yankees are the best team in the American League. I think they're going to the World Series. I don't see, unless something changes over the next couple of months, but so far, I don't see anybody that has emerged as a serious contender to stop the Yankees from getting to the World Series, much like I saw with the Knicks getting to the finals. I didn't see anybody in the Eastern Conference that would be a threat, despite the year that Detroit had, despite the year that the Pistons had against the Knicks in the regular season. I wasn't buying the Celtics. I wasn't buying anybody, really. Cleveland, the spineless, gutless, heartless Cavs, wasn't buying them either. So I thought it was always the Knicks, you know, bare minimum to get the finals, and I feel the same way with the Yankees. Bare minimum, you got to get to the World Series, and I believe they will. But since we're on every day, and since baseball is really like a relationship, it's a marriage, it's night in and night out, one of the things that has been an issue for Aaron Boone managed teams over the last couple of years is the June swoon. Now, to start off June, they were doing great, the Yankees. And now here at the latter part, they have lost three in a row. I think it's more just a losing streak. I don't think they're going to end June on a poor note. I don't think they're going to go out on a low note. I don't think this is the sort of a June swoon, but a little bit delayed, and maybe it even bleeds into July. I don't foresee that. I really don't. I just think this is a little bit of a bump in the road for the Yankees in what will ultimately be a big-time summer where they win the division. Because I just, the Rays, to me, have let go of the rope. They played over their heads the first couple months. They're showing what they are now, which is a good team, not a great team. Not a team that I think can compete with the Yankees for a division. The team that could is Toronto, but they haven't been able to get out of their own way, and they've had a bunch of injuries, and they're still trying to figure out a way to find 500 and get over 500. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Okay. That is the sound effect for breaking news here on After Hours. My guess is Giannis has been traded.
He is not, but it is an NBA trade with local ties and many local ties.
Okay, so Giannis is... We're still waiting for Giannis to get traded. All right, so Giannis is still a Buck, but there is a trade in the NBA with a lot of local ties.
Yes.
Go ahead.
The Brooklyn Nets are acquiring Minnesota's number one draft pick, which is number 28.
Okay.
And Julius Randle.
Really?
In a trade that sends Nick Claxton to the Bulls as well. So the Timberwolves are acquiring Brooklyn's 33 for Randle and number 28. So Julius Randle
comes home, except now to Brooklyn.
To the Brooklyn Nets.
How bizarre is that? Julius Randle. And I couldn't help but think about Julius and Dante and all these guys that weren't a part of this actual championship run. And now Julius Randle back in New York with the Nets. Look, I've always liked Julius. I thought at times he got a bad rap here with the Knicks. I appreciated the fact that he wanted to be a Knick. He came here, and it's unfortunate that he wasn't able to be a part of this championship run, but it was a necessary evil to trade him to Minnesota in order to acquire Karl Anthony Towns. But now Julius Randle is a member of the Nets. I mean, good for him. I mean, and good for the Nets. I mean, Julius is a guy that could fill up the box score. He could play. He gives you that bully ball. It's a good move for the Nets. I'm happy that Julius gets to come back to New York. I'm sure he'd rather be on the Knicks than the Nets. But there you go. The Nets making moves here before, and they're picking what, six? They're picking in the top 10 for sure.
Yes, they are, and now they have number 28. The weird part
is 628 and Julius Randle, and I'd have to think about this a little bit harder to see if they would flip Julius for something else, or if Julius, and I have to look at his contract, if Randle's actually going to stick around with the Nets. This could be a situation where they move Julius somewhere else, and he's just kind of waiting here with the Nets, and he ends up at another location. But the Nets now have two first-round picks and Julius Randle, and we'll see what else they do here as they try to dig out of the abyss that they're in.
Well, you have Randle and Michael Porter Jr. and a whole bunch of young guys. So I would think you have to pick a lane here.
Yeah.
Because you just gave up on Nick Claxton, who, as a Bulls fan, I'm thrilled that he's going to Chicago.
Yeah.
But
for sure. And Claxton, look, who knows what the Nets are really going to look like when they're ready to compete. They're still years and years away from actually being a team that is a serious playoff contender. But Julius Randle, if he sticks around, is a player that can help you. He could score the basketball. He can rebound. He could facilitate. He could fill up the box score. He's been around the block. He has experience. He has playoff experience. He could give you bully ball, all those things, veteran presence in the locker room for a young team. So I've always liked Julius Randle. I was sad to see him go with the Knicks. I'm happy to see him back in New York, albeit with the Brooklyn Nets. But, you know, by my first account of this, good trade. And we'll see what the Nets do after this, of whether or not this is just holding Julius to trade him or whether they keep him. But Julius Randle, as far as long-term answer, when the Nets are ready to win, is not that answer for them. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. All right, we were going to take your calls there, but we got sidetracked a little bit by the ice cream and the breaking basketball news here. We'll get to your calls if you're on hold right now. Coming up, we'll bring the Knicks into the conversation as well. The Mets rained out, so we'll mix in a little Mets as well, but more Knicks. And why I think the Leon Rose and upper management should extend Karl-Anthony Towns. A couple guys I'm looking at as far as college players, prospects now entering the draft. First round being tomorrow night that I would like to see the Knicks draft. So there's plenty of things on the table, including Julius Randle, now a member of the Nets. We're monitoring the Giannis situation as well. Could he be a Celtic or a Miami Heat by the end of the night? We'll keep you posted on that. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.